pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be along with you. And all I'm going to say is I know for a fact, if you want to put Barry Bonds' rookie card next to Barry Bonds' card the last 5 years, fine. You want to put Roger Clemens' rookie card next to Roger Clemens now, fine. But then you also have to put Big Daddy's high school senior picture next to Big Daddy now.
And I did not do HJ.
Whatever. Or they were B12 shots, weren't they? Sure, B12 shots. Yeah, that's what they were. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
All about lidocaine and B12 this morning. Who do you believe now?
You know what? I don't care.
Well, a lot of people do care. Who cares?
Do you care?
A lot of hell yeah, I care.
What do you care?
I care that, you know what, I think Brian McNamee has gotten caught in so many lies this morning. They still haven't really proved anything with Roger Clemens.
What do you care about, I guess? What do you care?
Well, if
they find Roger Clemens did or did not,
well, you've
that'll affect you in a week,
it won't affect
days.
Me, but as a baseball fan.
You'll care?
Well, as a baseball fan, sure.
His career will be over, and so will it matter?
Well, how you look at him, hell yeah, it'll matter.
Okay, all right. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. If this hearing was not being held, would you still care?
Well, no, but that's what makes you care about something this magnitude.
So you did not care for 20 years whether Roger Clemens was cheating or not, but now you do.
No, I think when the allegations start to fly people's way and it catches your eye a little bit, and then when it draws up to this magnitude, you certainly start caring about it.
And we have this on in the background. I don't care what this guy has to say here. This guy in the middle, he should shut up. We don't care what he has to say.
Well, he's got to separate him, I think. That's his only...
Well, then why... But he's talking right now. Quit talking. All we want to hear is Clemens and McNamee. This guy has nothing to add.
And Stephen Lynch, a Democrat from Massachusetts... Whoever elected you, they, you know what, pow, hit every one of those people in the face.
Now, that's the only thing about this is you learn that, my God, what a waste of time. What a colossal waste of time. A colossal waste of time. At the very beginning, their beepers were going off because evidently some important vote was going on the floor. Oh, just probably a regular heart attack. Whatever the doctor said in Caddyshack, I can't remember what it is. Yeah. Just shove a tube down her throat and I'll be there in 4 to 5 hours. That's all this is. You know, if you want to hear about this, it's 100 billion other places, and that's fine. If that's all you want to listen to today, that's fine. But we're going to talk a little other sports as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and we welcome your opinion, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can email us at that. Or you can go to 1-888-455-ESPN. Also, ESPNSuperstation.com, home of another trivia question, the Poland one from Prairie Hills Golf. Another thing that I wanted to know if anybody cares about, Daytona 500. Will you be watching it this Sunday? Will you be watching the Daytona 500? Kind of neck and neck at last check. Now it's pulled a little bit ahead towards yes. And you can go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote. Coming up on the program today, Jim Bovey, Hastings College baseball coach, their season underway. Damon Day from UNK is going to join us on Friday as they both got off the 2-1 starts this past weekend. Also, we're going to spend a few minutes with Rod Tickle, the head wrestling coach at Hastings High School. They are heading among many others. There are just a ton, and this may be the most from Central Nebraska that have ever qualified for state wrestling. So wrestling is still strong in this part of the state, and the state meet begins tomorrow. Classes B and C at 8:30, classes A and D at 4:30. Complete coverage right here on ESPN, on our sister stations, Power 99 and KHAS. So be listening for updates throughout the weekend. But last night, a new record set in the state of Nebraska. 98-91, double overtime, girls basketball, the highest scoring game in the history of Nebraska basketball as Omaha Westside defeated Bellevue West. The game was 70-70 going into the first overtime. In the last overtime, though, Westside did make 17 of 20 free throws to kind of inflate the score there. But the 189 points surpasses the previous record of 176 set when Laurel Concord beat Randolph 89-87 in triple overtime. And that was just back in 2003. So recovering from an 11-point halftime deficit, trailing by as many as 14 in the second half, Bellevue West, but couldn't come all the way back. And both these teams are in the top 10 and could meet in the districts. 98-91 Westside, double overtime, highest scoring game in girls Nebraska basketball history.
I just got to stop. Very nice, ladies. Very nice. Getting the points on the board.
It's the newest sound effect, Daddy clapping. It's up to like seven this week.
Very nice. They didn't just edge out that record. What was Laurel Concord and Randolph's? 166?
176.
176. So it was a little bit closer than I thought. But congratulations to both of them getting up and down. They're going to meet in the district. Both have good quality records, good quality teams. They're getting set for district play with a lot of districts going on in our area, of course, with the smaller school systems out there. But nonetheless, we're in full-fledged district mode here, Doug. I think from a small-town perspective, in Lincoln and Omaha, they're still in the regular season mode, winding things up.
Classes C and D will play their sub-district finals tomorrow. And then the boys get cranked up next week. Those pairings will be announced today. Also, Class A and B girls get going next week. We already know that Kearney is the top seed in their district. And Grand Island also in that district coming up starting next Tuesday. So that's what's going on there. Nebraska men's basketball team is coming up tonight with
action
against Missouri at 7:05. And that game is on ESPN full court, which means if you want to watch it on TV, you have to have satellite or you have to go somewhere to watch it. That's not going to be something you can get on basic. Hastings College men and women are home tonight. Take on Dana, 6-8. And, I think the women are taking on Dana. And then the men are taking on Dana. And that game, 6-8, at the Lynn Farrell Arena on 1230 KHAS. The Lopa wrestling team also in action tonight at New Mexico Highlands. And then they're at number 3, Adams State, tomorrow. Into the locker room. After the first period last night, 4-0 Omaha leading the Tri-City Storm. Aaron Lewandyke, something like that. I had a hat trick last night for Omaha. 7-3, the final Omaha over Tri-City. The teams will meet again at the First Tier Event Center on Friday. Also, Indiana coming in on Saturday. We're going to give you a chance to win some Tri-City Storm hockey tickets later on in the show for either one of those contests. And it's a big weekend for the Storm.
Well,
I guess all hockey teams, supposedly.
They're basically the Tri-City Storm and USA Hockey. They would like for you to celebrate the weekend of February 15th through the 17th, 2008, for the first annual Hockey Weekend Across America. USA Hockey has asked that we inform anyone that can about this weekend. There are many activities planned, not only in Kearney, but also around the entire country. The weekend kicks off Friday the 15th with a Wear Your Jersey to School Day. Tri-City Storm is also playing that night. We're encouraging fans to wear their favorite jersey to the game. Any child or adult that wears their jersey to the game will receive free admission to Friday night's contest with Omaha. So put your jersey on, go check out the Storm this Friday night, and do it for free.
Can you skate, Daddy?
Never tried that.
I'd like to see that.
Big man fall hard.
Can you do that on your Wii?
I don't know that.
How much Wii did you play last night?
Expanding on the Wii story.
I know you played. I know you played all night.
Well, the wife got Guitar Hero as well. Now the games are taking a backseat to Guitar Hero.
I guess I did.
I wake up this morning. There's 8 people all over the living room floor I've never saw before. She's asleep, missed her second day of work. There's beer cans everywhere. I wake her up. I say, what are you doing? She goes, leave me alone. I'm tired. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm a rock star now. I had no idea. I go, who are these people? She said, they're groupies. I said, get them out of the house. Let's go. Get it together. Now, it's a fictitious story, but she is a rock star now. She's particularly fond of Pat Benatar now.
Idiot.
Email here from Chris and Carney who says, get her a ribbon after she's done playing Guitar Hero. Actual email. He may have been referring to you, by the way.
Don't get it. Thanks for the email, Chris. my new favorite TV show on Tuesday nights now. Happens to be on Bravo. Derek does know what I'm talking about, too.
There's room to fit something else into your busy, busy schedule. Yes. I can't believe it.
After watching Michigan State, who's a fine, fine basketball team, go down to Purdue last night, another actually decent, real decent basketball team that can make some noise in the tournament. At 9 o'clock, happens to be the new one. I believe there's an old one on at 8 o'clock. Millionaire Matchmaker is taking the country by the storm, by just an absolute whirlwind of a storm. And okay, they got this lady that's probably about 30. And first of all, she thinks she's the know-it-all of style and know-it-all of dating and how people act and what people want. So you've got to be a millionaire to get into this club. So you got these guys that made a bunch of money, but most of them are totally inept. And she has parties on a yacht, and they meet all these girls, and then they pick, and then they try and go out on dates. And it just becomes a pretty interesting show, and finding out, trying to set these people up that can't really, they take them to dinner, and then they sit there and stare at each other and say, well, so what's next? The girl goes, I don't know, what's next? And the guy just sits there and looks at her dumbfoundedly. One of the best shows on TV. You need to check it out if you can. Bravo Network. Doug just shakes his head.
Oh, you know, sometimes I wonder about my travel and if there's any productivity in my life. Well, I feel so much better when I come into this show.
I can't believe Daddy admitted to watching Bravo.
Well, it was probably right on after Stray Eye for Daddy. I mean, what? What else? Yeah, Queer Guy for this Bertrand Kid. What? I can't remember what it's called. If you were going to watch quality television last night, there was only one thing to watch. And again, home late after doing basketball, there was only one thing to watch. History. How do you not watch history? Uno makes history. Uno, the underdog beagle. Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show Dog of the Year. The first beagle to win Best in Show. Judge J. Donald Jones says, quote, he's the most perfect beagle I've ever seen. The standard of perfection for the beagle is very clear. It describes him. If you saw him go around the ring, you saw a perfectly smooth locomotion. Not one muscle went the wrong way. And look at his face. You just melt right down.
Good for Uno. They win money at the Westminster. They just take home that big trophy deal.
Well, watch it and find out. That's, you know, congratulations. Congratulations, Uno. And it's at a moment like this, Derek, where it's time once again... Since I will be out of the studio at State Wrestling the next 2 days, but still a little bit a part of the show, I really don't want that many people up in the media center looking at me as I give another Valentine poem from Doug to Daddy. Daddy, I was thinking about saving this one for last, but because of, once again, the way you contributed to the first segment, I now bring out this following Valentine poem. My feelings for you, no words can tell, except for maybe go to hell. We'll be back with another Roger Clemens to Brian McNamee love poem right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket, and we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Carney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Carney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Carney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm keep busy this week, skating at Omaha Tuesday. Then Omaha comes into the first-tier event center Friday. Indiana skates in on Saturday. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams are on the road this weekend as they travel to Metro State Friday and Colorado Christian on Saturday. Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams have a lone doubleheader at home on Wednesday night as they take on Dana at 6 and 8. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Missouri Wednesday night at 7, then travel to Iowa State on Saturday afternoon. The Nebraska women have the week off until they travel to Kansas on Sunday, and tip-off is set for 3 o'clock. The UNK wrestling team is at New Mexico Highlands Wednesday and Adams State on Thursday. The Hastings College wrestling team heads to the GPAC tournament in Mitchell, South Dakota Saturday. And the Huskers are at Ryder and Hofstra Saturday and Sunday. Hastings and UNK baseball teams are also on the road this weekend. And that's a Sports Minute.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today with a high temperature up around 46 degrees. South winds will increase to 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will become cloudy late with a slight chance of snow showers late as well. Lows of 18 with a gusty northwest wind developing. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In baseball news, Jabo Chamberlain going to be coming out of the bullpen, it looks like. The New York Post reporting and thinking that they have basically this all kind of wrapped together is that they're going to start Chamberlain in the bullpen, not only to protect his arm, but to find his successor as a setup man for Mariano Rivera. And if all goes well, they'll send him down to the minors sometime around June, kind of stretch his arm, put him into a starter, get him some work, and then try to bring him up to be a starter in the Yankees' second-half rotation once they're, you know, out of contention.
It's starting to become a little bit interesting here because of Andy Pettit's situation in that rotation. Will he be back? Is he ready to go right away to start the season? They want to have five starting pitchers, I believe. So Jabba kind of teetering on that borderline between that fifth, sixth, seventh guy.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Won't be long until you're ready for some lunch. Why not check out the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island? I'm sure you can listen to the congressional hearing with Brian McNamee and Roger Clemens and all those well-educated congressmen and women that are asking questions and reading five-page documents of their own, which they did not write. But anyway, you'll be enjoying the great food at the Chicken Coop, where they have great food and drink specials every night, daily lunch specials. And, of course, if you're not in for what happens to be the daily lunch special, you can't go wrong with their great pizzas, their great sandwiches, like the pulled pork, like the chicken tender hoagie, and, of course, over 12 different flavors of flame broiled wings. And if you don't like the bone, well, then just all you got to do is
get
the boneless wings. That's all you got to do. You can have a chicken sandwich with your favorite sauce on it. There's not a bad seat in the house at the Chicken Coop. Can't decide on what you want? Well, the menu is vast. Quesadillas, pizzas, burgers, something for the kids. It's all right there. And, of course, the best wings in town with a variety of flavors. Stop by and see them today for lunch or anytime you're out, because great food and drink specials every night where you can watch baseball, basketball, whatever's on the NFL Network, horse racing. It's all right there for you at the Chicken Coop. And speaking of horse racing, tomorrow on the program, Steve Anderson will join us, the track announcer for Fauner Park, as Fauner Park begins its 2008 race campaign this weekend.
Doug, we actually received a little message from Steve Anderson that asked us if we'd mention this. Fauner Park's third annual Fantasy Jockey League contest, sponsored by Nebraska Land Distributing, will set sail this Wednesday, which is today, at 6:30 tonight, with an auction being conducted in the clubhouse. Entry fee is $60, with each team using a fictitious $100 bankroll to bid on and assemble a stable of 8 jockeys. Riders from 7 designated simulcast tracks plus a Fauner colony of 17 jockeys will be available. Scoring is determined by a mutual payoff of wins only during the live Fauner race days. Cash prizes, t-shirts, hats, and gift certificates will be awarded on a weekly and overall 12-week season. Auctioneer Terry Carnes, I'm butchering that name.
We don't care. We don't care.
They will be conducting they will be conducting the evening ceremony starting at 6:30 tonight at Fauner Park. Check it out today. You've got two numbers to call, 308-383-0545, or call Todd Otto at 308-382-4515. Get a hold of those guys. I'll fill you in on more information about the Fantasy Jockey League contest being sponsored by Nebraska Land Distributing tonight, 6:30. Douglas, Nebraska basketball team plays Missouri at home tonight.
Yes, they do.
This is a deal where they've climbed into sixth place in the Big 12. They have an opportunity tonight at home, where Missouri has not been good this year, 1-5 on the road, to come up with a win. The leading scorer that broke his jaw has now been dismissed from the Missouri basketball team. One Stefan Hanna, gone. Sent home packing. Said no thanks. That was for academic matters. Now, I have to think that probably stemmed before he got his jaw broke and the incident at the Athena Sports Bar or Athena Nightclub in Columbia. Nonetheless, does Nebraska have a chance to do something special and win tonight and have an opportunity to go to the upper echelon of the league with a win over Iowa State? Or do they squander that opportunity like they seem to always in our minds every year on this stage?
Oh, they're set up for a failure tonight, obviously.
it really is.
That's the setup. I mean, that's the way it always goes. We'll see what happens. You know, you hope Nebraska wins. But they got a lot of work still to do just to accomplish anything as far as a postseason bid.
Well, that's exactly, you know, if you're thinking still postseason and having an opportunity still, a lot of basketball to be played between now and the Big 12 tournament. But to steer the ship and have an opportunity to go 500 in the league, and many people think that would be good enough in this league to have a shot at going to the NCAA tournament. This is a must-win ball game tonight.
This team is not going to the NCAA tournament. They're 14-7, right?
They're 14-7.
They're not going to the NCAA tournament. You realize they have to get 20 wins to even be considered?
You go 500 in this league and win in the Big 12 tournament a game, I think you're into the NCAA tournament.
Okay, so they got to go 5-3 in the second half, and they've won 3 of their last 4, which would make them hot, of course.
Which would make them hot and would give them an opportunity down the stretch, but you've got to win tonight. And Missouri, of course, had 4 players missing in a game which Nebraska and many Missouri fans think that Nebraska went and stole on the road because of that situation. Well, they've got an opportunity. Missouri gets those 4 players back. Now it's in the Devaney Center, and now Nebraska's got to hold court on their own court and take care of business there tonight.
Well, this will be a key game, and then the next game will be a key game, and the game after that will be a key game. You know, they've already put themselves in a must-win situation, and this isn't a team that's built to do that. So, NIT, that's what they have to hope for, to see maybe a game or two. I mean, they already dug their hole starting the conference at 0-4. This isn't a good enough team. This isn't a good enough team to go 8-4 down the stretch. This isn't a good enough team to do that.
Well, certainly it isn't if they don't win tonight. I mean, you've got to put yourself in a position. They continue to work. It would have been real easy to give up on the season 3 games ago.
But that's the same situation they were in 4 games ago when they played Missouri the first time. I mean, eventually you got to start winning.
Fair enough.
1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. It's time as we go to break. Rod Tickle's going to join us. Hastings College, Hastings High School wrestling, and then Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovee expected to join us as well.
Good feel.
Oh, let's see. Which one should we give now? It's like Clemens and Mac to me today. It's Doug and Daddy. Daddy, the following poem to you. which is what happened just a couple nights ago. I see your face when I am dreaming, and that is why I wake up screaming. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
25th anniversary.
Happy birthday, Hooters.
Happy 25th. What started out as one little joint in Clearwater, Florida back in 1983 now spans the globe. Every month on the 25th, all year long, we're going to give away $25,000 to some very lucky customers at Hooters. To get all the details, just visit Hooters.com or get yourself down to your local Hooters today. Good luck. Don't spend it all in one place. Unless it's here at Hooters.
Some guys might get a little stressed out about Valentine's Day. Well, not me, my friend. I just go to Walmart. They have more of the Valentine's Day candy I need to make sure I'm covered. And the prices are unbelievable. So when she opens up her presents, I know she'll be thinking, you, you are good. Thanks, Walmart. Appreciate it. Walmart makes it easy to get more for Valentine's Day, like 14.8-ounce Butterfinger hearts for $2.96 and a 6.5-ounce Dove Velvet heart box for just $12.94. This Valentine's Day, save money, live better, Walmart.
Lips Printing Service has now made things even easier for our customers. Place your orders online with ease at lipsprintzone.com. This state-of-the-art website is your 24-hour link to Lips Printing Service. Place orders, get estimates, access your account, view current proofs, and upload new projects anytime, day or night. It has never been easier to get your printing needs completed at lipsprintzone.com. Done right, on time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Nebraska weather pays little heed to our best laid plans. And when plans change, you want to know. Listen for school closing and late start announcements brought to you by Fidelke Heating and Air on the ESPN Radio Superstation whenever weather happens. Or visit us online at ESPNSuperstation.com anytime to view closing or late start information. Just click on the Closings by Fidelke link right there on the ESPN Superstation homepage.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperstation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half of half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today with a high temperature up around 46 degrees. South winds will increase to 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will become cloudy late with a slight chance of snow showers late as well. Lows of 18 with a gusty northwest wind developing. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Shut up and drive.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up on the program, got a couple of chats for you. We'll talk with Hastings wrestling coach Rod Tickle, and also going to catch up with Jim Bovey, Hastings college baseball coach.
Douglas, we touched on this a little bit earlier in you saying the report, and actually it says, I think that was came out Tuesday, we actually found on the internet here, the Yankees pitching coach now stating that Jabba Chamberlain will begin the season as a starter. They have six pitchers competing for five rotation spots. Chamberlain, Chin Ming Wong, Andy Pettit, Mike Mussina, Phil Hughes, and Ian Kennedy. So everything is subject to change, but for now the Yankees see Chamberlain as part of the rotation and not a setup man for Mariano Rivera. He's going into spring training starting, Elon said. That's really all we've discussed. There's a lot of different scenarios. I don't think you ever rule anything out, but he's going into it as a starter. If all six pitchers are healthy and performing well, they will designate him as a setup man or put him in that capacity. But that came from the Yankees pitching coach. So that has since changed in the 2 days and what we said earlier in the show.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Already told you about the basketball and the wrestling that is coming up tonight, also this afternoon. And we chatted about it yesterday with Jim Angeli a little bit from the Nebraska School Activities Association. Their Board of Control meeting is going on today. And this afternoon, the cities of Grand Island, Kearney, and Lincoln will be presenting proposals to host the state volleyball tournament. And there's some folks that have some opinions on that. Ron Powell had a huge, huge article today in the Lincoln Journal-Star about the state volleyball tournament and how strong Grand Island is, but it's where facilities are, where things need to be held. And I still think that the arrows are pointing at Lincoln, but I guess we'll find out late today. In fact, I'm not even sure that the decision will be made today. It probably will, but usually this thing is done in the morning with the proposals, and then they give you a little update after lunch and let you know what's happening. But we don't expect to hear anything on state volleyball until at least the end of the day.
Doug, when you're talking about the facilities in Grand Island, the addition of the Heartland Event Center, was that totally critical to getting state volleyball if Grand Island would ever have a chance at getting it there?
Well, you have to have the facilities.
I mean, without that, it's a zero chance, is it not?
Well, you would think so, yeah.
I mean, I think the success they've had with the basketball, the games going there and people getting to see the facility and enjoying that atmosphere.
I guess you can equal it to Pershing, only it's a lot nicer. I mean, as far as what you would do there, maybe play two courts, maybe have enough room in there to host two different matches at the same time. And, of course, now that it is spread over 3 days, you might not need the same amount of facilities when you set up state volleyball as you would in the past. So I guess we'll have to wait and see how that all goes. One of the places that did lure away a state event was the Quest Center in Omaha, and tomorrow, for the third year, it will host the State High School Wrestling Championships. There are numerous athletes from around the area that will be on hand, and for Hastings High School, they will be taking just four kids, but three of those kids were district champions. And to join us to talk about Hastings, we've got Rod Tickle joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're doing great. You got your kids ready to roll, and I know anticipation is always high just before you head out to Omaha to see how these kids can do.
Well, we're excited. We've got four seniors this year, and two of them have been down there before, and three of them are district champions, so they're sitting in pretty good shape on the bracket, and I've got a heavyweight that's really come on, so I'm very proud of all four of them.
Coach, break down the district from a competition standpoint. How deep was your district where these kids won and were able to advance? Winning three is a tribute to you guys and your program, what you've been able to do over there. How do they set up as you head to state?
Well, as far as how kids turn out in their district, it's difficult to call one district weak, one district strong, because it's really based weight class to weight class. And so in 135 pounds, we had three of the top five ranked kids in that bracket, and we ended up winning that. So that was a tough district there. But in maybe some of the other cases, the ranked opponents were, in other districts. So, it's hard to say. One thing for sure, the kids have got to come and compete. And one of the things that, regardless how difficult the district is, if they don't compete to what they're capable of competing, as far as going up to that level for them, then they're going to end up with disappointments. And we had some of that too.
Three kids that were the district champions. David Gonzalez, as coach said, at 135 pounds. Kip Kiplinger at 171, and Ethan Rundle at 189 pounds were the three district champions. And Jonathan Newton, a district runner-up to the number one kid in the state, Hadley Cooksley of Northwest at heavyweight. But if you're in B, the question seems to be, did you stay away from the scut kids? And I know at heavyweight you don't have to worry about that, but what about the other three spots?
Well, the number one ranked kid at 135 was Quentin Cottle of Scott. He's on the other side of the bracket. At 171 pounds, the Scott didn't even have a qualifier there. At 189 pounds, Scott is on our side in our quarter bracket. He's a sophomore, which doesn't mean much. And then at 285, the Scott kid is also in our quarter bracket. So in some ways we're away, in other ways we're right in the middle of it.
Coach, talk about the two kids that have been down there before and the leadership they'll have to provide just to keep the emotions in check, to make sure somebody doesn't go out there and just get so excited and get put on their back right away.
That happens. Gonzalez has been down there twice. This will be his third trip down there. If he goes and gets real wrapped up in the size of the facility, I would be surprised. He's got bigger things on his mind than the Quest Center. Hopefully the same thing for Ethan Rundle. Now the other two guys, Kiplinger and Uden, have gone as visitors watching the thing, but it's certainly different to be down at the bottom and looking up. And so there's no guarantees. You just know that these are young minds and young competitors, and they don't know themselves. They just hope that they have been prepared enough before the matches that they can rely on a little bit of instinct and focus. And if they're mentally tough, they'll be fine.
Rod Tickle, head wrestling coach at Hastings, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When you don't have to, I guess when one of the things is not looking at a team race overall, and you've had a lot of kids down there, and you've had few kids down there, and now you're kind of right in the middle of the pack, but you've got quality kids down there, and just because you take a lot doesn't mean that you're going to have a whole lot moving past an 0-2 and barbecue type of situation. What's easiest to manage? I mean, you look like at least the four that you're taking here is a good core group.
Well, I would rather be Kearney with all of them, to be honest with you, or Grand Island. But honestly, you take what you get. The kids that have worked hard for you, it's easy to manage four. 14 is a nightmare. You don't know how everybody's going to react, but sometimes when a team gets on a roll, they all do well. And also when the team gets on a roll going or a slide, they all do poorly. So that can go either way. With these kids being seniors, I think that role isn't really what's going to happen. I think they're each individually going to perform. Probably their opponents will have something to do with that, but perform at peak for them.
Rod, is there anything you do special? You talk about the building, the size of it. You talk about the stage that's set down there in the Quest Center. Is there anything you do? Do you take a tape measure and measure the mat and show them it's the same size as back in Hastings or anything like that? Or is it all just starting the wrestling room and just saying, your blinders are on, it's between you and that guy?
You know, that's a great idea. Would you get that off of Hoosiers? I think that we do put an awful lot of emphasis on, first of all, with all the people that are there, very few of them are actually interested in watching you. It'll probably be fewer members in that audience watching you than what you see at a duel. So put that into a little bit of perspective. The other thing is that once all of the hype and, all the happenstance is gone, it's just you and your opponent. You want something more than he does, and you're the man. So we try to really train the kids to keep from thinking negative and just see themselves as having success and promise themselves when it's all said and done that they pulled the trigger, they did everything in their power to give it their best effort.
Well, Coach, I know you snuck out just to talk to us a little bit today on the show. We appreciate it, so we'll let you get back. Have a safe drive down, and we'll see you tomorrow at the Quest.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Take care. Rod Tickle, head wrestling coach at Hastings. Four kids going down for Hastings. As he said, you know, there's a lot of kids going from a lot of towns around here. But again, you know, you take 10 kids, maybe four or five of them you already know, well, they're going into the four spot. They're not maybe going to be around long. And then so you're basically down to four or five anyway. And we'll see how long Hastings can roll. It looks like they should be having maybe all four of these kids into Friday night.
Doug, that's an interesting question you bring up about Scott. And I think a lot of the talk in just small circles, you know, it's about how Scott's going to win again, you know, again. There's no way of stopping this deal, you know, especially this year. And it looks like down the road they're set up for future success. But you told me yesterday at lunch or the day before at lunch when you said, it's almost like when a Scott kid loses down there, the whole building erupts. It's Scott against the world, and that's the mentality down there. And so if you do have those kids, it looks like they're going to advance deep, deep into their tournaments. And it's a mental roadblock for kids in the area that have to face them.
Well, and they're good.
They are good.
They are good. I mean, it's not like you're going out against just a normal 35-2 kid. Those two kids probably came with maybe the Clash or something out of state, or you know that were nationally ranked. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim Bovee, Hastings College baseball coach, set to join us when we come back.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages. People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
At Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, we are expanding, but because of all the construction, we're suffering some growing pains. We need to clear some space. We are seriously out of room, and even more vehicles are on the way. We have a huge selection, so the boss told the sales team to make some space immediately. Yes, we'll soon have a bigger and better service department and a large show area to the southeast, but right now we're just out of room. Stop on by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and step around the mess if you have to. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
NASCAR is back, bringing racing fans a full tank with the same excitement, same speed, same teamwork, same intensity, same rubbing, same great racing. Only now, there's a brand new sponsor. Nationwide Insurance, proud sponsor of the NASCAR Nationwide Series. Driving and insurance just made sense. Life comes at you fast.
I'm Ryan Howard, and this is Practice Pop Ins.
Heard you guys were getting ready for the season, so I snagged some Adidas gear from Dick's Sporting Goods. Want some?
Yeah.
Who's the 12? Where's the lefty?
It's cool if I work out with you guys today?
You guys kind of surprised?
Yeah.
Who wants to be a star?
Let's make it happen.
There you go.
Boy.
Everyone hits cleanup. One thing I learned in college on a low pitch that you want to try and swing down to get it to go up. You notice like a game of opposites.
I'm Ryan Howard. Check out the exclusive Adidas baseball gear only at Dick's Sporting Goods.
This is Josh Berge, number 19 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations 14, 16, and 1550 AM.
Fall in love all over again this Valentine's Day by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Send a bouquet of premium roses or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons and chocolates. Fresh, imaginative, vibrant gifts that are sure to win your Valentine's heart. Find romance and say it with flowers this Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today with a high temperature up around 46 degrees. South winds will increase to 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will become cloudy late with a slight chance of snow showers late as well. Lows of 18 with a gusty northwest wind developing. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 37.
Yeah. Shady. Aftermath. G-U-Nick.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And Prairie Hills Golf Course reminds you that it's time to look ahead for your 2008 memberships. They have one of the best courses in Central Nebraska and continue to improve on it. They want you to come out, meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, see the new clubhouse, feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. It's a golf course owned and operated by golfers who know what it takes to maintain the course and keep their members happy. Drive out today, get your 2008 memberships, affordable, as low as $290. For a single five-day-a-week membership without cart, up to full family seven-day memberships with cart rental included. They've added punch cards that you can use for multiple rounds of 9 or 18 holes, plus some great additions that you will love, the driving range, the practice greens, of course, the great golf simulator voted the best in 2007. Inside, they're open every day from 8 a.m. until midnight with a complete bar, drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks. So whether you want to go out and play the simulator today, I had more folks told me yesterday, hey, I'm going to Prairie Hills tomorrow. I'm playing Cog Hill. I can't wait to get out there to try out the new simulator and check out the great, great membership prices as well. Prairie Hills Golf Course, the new attitude in 2008, just north of Kearney on Highway 10. Well, coming up, hard to believe, as wicked as it was here, there was some baseball played over the last weekend. Both UNK and Hastings College got their seasons underway and got them off to winning starts, going 2-1, and UNK will be back on the road. Hastings College hoping to be playing Metro State this upcoming weekend as well. And Jim Bovey, the head baseball coach at Hastings, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, doing good. It's got to feel good. you got it on your calendar, but more times than not, unless you're traveling way south, do you get the season underway this early, and it has to feel good to finally get out there and play some real baseball.
Well, it does. You know, we'd only practice outside one day before we played, and you schedule them early because if it does turn out to be nice, you can't schedule them on the spur of the moment. So, but realistically, you realize if you play three or four weekends in February, if you can get most of them in, that's good, but you kind of count on the fact you're going to lose some of them.
Coach, talk about the discrepancy, stepping up and playing a Division II team. Is the level of baseball very much, you know, difference very much in that step up? You do it three weekends in a row.
Well, we do it three weekends in a row. I think that, you know, if you follow the RMAC at all, obviously it's going to be a step up this weekend and next weekend from the past weekend. And, you know, Colorado Christian is not one of the stronger teams in the RMAC. But generally, you know, you're talking with just a little bit more athletic guys. You know, they throw a little harder. They run a little faster in general. You know, there are positions where we are equal or maybe even a little better at a position or two. But for the most part, on paper, they're just a little bigger and faster than we are. And, you know, but as far as making baseball plays and baseball skills, if you have the right guys, you can compete with them.
Jim Bobby, the head baseball coach at Hastings College, joins us. Well, a lot of these kids are heading back home. You've got a lot of Colorado kids on your roster.
We sure do. This, in fact, is the first year where we actually have more than half of our team is from Colorado. And so they enjoy going out there. You know, their families like having them out there. We have a lot of recruits who come watch us. I've had the Metro coaches tell me on several occasions their biggest crowds of the year are when Hastings are in town. So, and to pick up some wins like we did, and we played, you know, we did not play like a team that had one practice outside last week, and I think that was what was the most gratifying for the coaching staff. And so it's exciting for the guys to go back and to play well. It's just icing on the cake.
Coach, talk about the last game. You guys were able to win it by one run, 7-6. You have a six-run seventh inning. Talk about the confidence that gives your club going back to Denver this weekend.
Well, it sure does. You know, what I said last weekend is we avoided those here-we-go-again moments where maybe things are going your way and then all of a sudden one bad play happens and things fall apart on you, and we were able to turn that around. You know, we were down 4-1 and got a couple guys on and then got a couple big hits, and next thing you know, we're up 7-4, and then our bullpen, you know, kind of kept us in there, and we made a couple really big defensive plays in that ball game, which got us out of some innings. And, you know, you want to pick up the wins, but when you can pick up some close game wins, that really is in the bank for your team as far as a mental edge for them going down the road that, you know, we've been in this, we've been on the road in a close game, and we were able to pick up the win.
Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned that normally in these non-conference games, you guys are always stepping up and traveling and playing a lot of teams that are bigger than you, institutions that are larger than you, and by the time you get to conference, the record may not look all that well, but yet you guys have usually year in and year out had a good conference record. Kind of talk about the philosophy of the schedule that you have before conference.
Well, I think a lot of coaches, you know, they go by, we want practices to be more difficult than games. You hear basketball coaches saying that a lot in particular. We want the non-conference to be tougher than the conference so that when we get to the conference, we've seen pitchers that good. We've faced hitters that strong. Now, you know, any given year, your players buy into that or they don't buy into that. And, you know, I don't know if last year they really bought into the fact that, yeah, here we are playing Oklahoma City or we're playing Metro State and, you know, we're not winning 3 out of 4 against these guys. We're struggling to get wins, but our time to get wins will be in late March and April. And you just got to hope your kids buy into that. We, you know, this is the way we've been doing it for 18 or 19 years. And so they kind of know coming in, they should know coming in, this is our philosophy. But that's what we want to do. We want things to be more difficult now than what they're going to be for us in late March and April.
Coach, heading into the season, the preseason poll had you guys 8th in the GPAC. Certainly not what you guys are trying to get accomplished over there. Do you use that as any motivation at all?
Well, I think the returning guys use that as motivation. You know, we lost 18 seniors, so I wasn't that surprised that we were picked there just because of the losses we had on paper. You know, the new guys, their eyes are still wide-eyed, and they don't know if that's a good place to be or a bad place to be. But I think the returning guys have really used that as motivation, and I think they feel like if we play the way we're capable of, we can do much better than 8th. So it depends on the individual.
Yeah, there are not a lot of seniors on this large roster at all. So you look at just the few kids that are that are back from last year. And I know that Jojon Jacquet, whose name I kind of learned to pronounce with his success last year, has to be one of those kids. Who else are you looking at?
Well, in terms of the offense, we're really looking at Joe and then Brett Compliment, who is a fifth-year senior. He has started for us 2 years ago, and then he got hurt last year and got a medical hardship. And so we're hitting those guys in the middle of the order, and those are the two guys we really consider our big guns offensively, and hope that things will kind of revolve around them, and then some other guys will start stepping up to pick up hitting in front of them and behind them. As far as pitching, you know, we have two guys, Bryant McCann and Alex Kuchera, who've been in our rotation both as freshmen and sophomores. And so those are the two guys we're really looking as to be the big dogs on our pitching staff, so to speak. But, you know, as you know, you're not going to get through a season with two pitchers. And so right now, you know, we pitch 12 guys in a three-game series against Colorado Christian. So we're really trying to build and develop the depth.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. I look forward to catching up with you throughout the year, and best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Jim Bowie, the head baseball coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, scheduled to go to Metro. Again, we're going to catch up with UNK's Damon Day on Friday's show, talk a little more baseball. And the Huskers next week, they're in baseball action, opening up with Stanford is when their season begins, and that's when the season can begin for all Division I schools in the first year of the uniform calendar.
Yeah, Mark Marquez, the Stanford baseball coach, will join us next week on the Doug and Daddy Show as well. So looking forward to catching up with him. Long time legendary coach at Stanford.
Well, just a final minute or two here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It looks like the Clemens hearing has just wrapped up on Capitol Hill. And we will now, for the rest of the day, hear them breaking it down. Hear them breaking it down, depending on whose side you are on. So get ready, folks. That's what's coming up most of the rest of the day. But don't forget, basketball, a lot of it. Wrestling, a lot of it coming up over the next 3 days. Tomorrow, Hastings High and Adams Central get together for the first time on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Catholic girls are playing for a sub-district championship against Hershey here on ESPN. Two of the top six teams in C1 girls, St. Paul and Minden, will battle on Power 99. Adams Central Kearney Catholic boys game will be here on ESPN Friday. State wrestling updates all weekend long. And we want to thank Rod Tickle, the head wrestling coach at Hastings High, for joining us on the program today, as well as Jim Bowie from Hastings College. Tomorrow, Daddy will be here. I will be live at the Quest Center in Omaha. May have a special or guest or two from Omaha State Wrestling. Plus, we'll be joined by Fauner Park track announcer Steve Anderson.
Look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
I love your smile, your face and your eyes. I love your smile, your face and your eyes. Damn, I'm good at telling lies. Happy Valentine's Day, peeps.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.